Blog Talk Radio.
I'm a maniac, maniac, check my drawers. My clothes are so much fresher than before. Yeah, yeah. I'm a maniac, maniac, check my drawers. It's a freshness like I've never smelled before.
Give Gain Flings with Oxy and Febreze a try instead of your regular liquid detergent. You'll be a maniac too.
This is Dr. Chinchilla Donesia, the commissioner of WBNN. The those of you that have been having trouble tuning into WBNN's programming due to phone service provider issues with Metro, T-Mobile, or Cricket, I have a solution for you. Go to the Google Play Store or the Apple Play Store, download the TextNow app onto your cell phone, choose a phone number, and then you will be able to tune into all of WBNN's programming. I am the Honorable Dr. Chinchilla J.
Lord, no matter how much you bless me, I realize that I couldn't make it without you in my life. Let me testify about how I feel right now. There were times when I was going through, in the midst of my storms, didn't know what to do. Even though I was down, the Lord taught me to realize I never would have made it. I was going through, in the midst of my storm, didn't know what to do. Even though I was down, the Lord taught me to realize that I never would have made it without you in my life. Oh, I never would have made it without you in my life. Thank you.
Thank you for the song.
Thank you.
Thank you for the time
that you held me.
Wow, 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 wow. I tell you, Brother O, you starting your mess already. I tell you, I am so grateful. I tell you, legendary DJ and producer, he's starting already. I want to thank you guys for tuning in to Walk in Purpose with Angela. We are live from Lagos, Nigeria. You are tuned in to the WBNN Network, The Dynasty. Of course, you can call in at 516-453-9133. Press 1 to join the conversation. I want to thank you guys for tuning in and joining us for our 3,245th presentation of Ngozi Time Multimedia LLC. Tonight's topic is the state of our black race. We're going to continue the conversation for those that have been tuning in and following the platform and following what we've been talking about. Will you compromise or will you stand on the truth? Before we go on this break, because Brother O gonna play another song, I want to share something before we go on this break. I want y'all to take some of this in real quick. So I looked up a couple of words because we're talking about truth and we're talking about compromise tonight. So I looked up that word truth, and it says fact or reality. So I looked up fact. It says fact was a thing that is known or is proven to be true. Reality is the state of things as they actually exist or appear to exist. That word compromise, because will you compromise or will you stand on the truth? It says compromise means to accept standards that are lower than desirable. Will you compromise or will you stand on the truth? So the word tells me, I had to go over and I had to find, because I'm a believer. So I had to go over and I had to find some scripture to back up some things that I'm going to share on tonight. So over in John 17:7, it says, God word, the truth, the Bible is the truth. And then it say John 8:32, it say, ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. And I'm going to paraphrase this one, because we've been seeing a lot of stuff going on in the media, and we've been seeing a lot of people compromise, and we've been seeing a lot of stuff that just been out of the norm for those that are true believers and those that truly really get in their word and understand their word. It's a lot going on. And I want y'all to think about this as I bring my guest on tonight. I want y'all to think about these things that I'm saying right now. Will you compromise or will you stand on the truth? And what is the truth? That's the question that I really want each one of my guests to answer tonight. What is the truth? Because a lot of people throwing titles around and they throwing around different stuff. But as I was reading, and I'm going to throw out two scriptures, and y'all can go, because I'm not a theologian. I'm not a Bible thumper. I'm not none of that. I don't walk in a title, because I'm going to share this. And it's a paraphrase version of it. It say, rather than gaining honor through titles and positions, New Testament believers receive honor primarily for their service and work. So I often ask people, what are you doing to make a difference? Are you walking in the E3 experience? Are you educating, empowering, and encouraging? Are you inspiring somebody? Are you letting life happen around you? I knew I threw a lot out there. I know I threw a lot out there. But I want y'all to think about that as we have this break. And then when we come back from break, I'm going to bring one of my guests up, and that's going to be Evelyn Garland. She's going to be our first guest. But we're going to go to a song. Brother O, a song, please.
Come on, put your hands together. I just want to be right. Trying to get you to do something wrong, just look at that devil and say, oh, be right.
Welcome back to Walk in Purpose with Angela here on the WBNN Network, The Dynasty. Of course, you guys can call in at 516-453-9133. Press 1 to join the conversation, brought to you by Ngozi Time Multimedia LLC. So I have my first guest. I'm going to bring her on. Again, I'm going to allow her to introduce herself and share just a little bit about her brand And we're going to jump into this conversation. How are you, Miss Evelyn?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm great. I'm great. If you would just introduce yourself to those that are tuned in out there in internet radio.
Hi, everyone. Thank you for having me on your show and just extending this opportunity. Nice to meet you. My name is Evelyn Garland. I am Wilberty Hats, but I am a writer. I am an entrepreneur. I do have I'm an independent person that helps with financial services. I am an author of a children's book, The Reason I Held You Close. And, you know, I'm here to enjoy the show and connect with the audience.
And what was the name of your book again?
It is The Reason I Held You Close.
And what was the reason you held me close?
Yes,
that's
so
a title.
So that book is actually a poem that I wrote years ago. The book is about the way God loves us, and I wanted to turn it into a love. We are His children, and I wanted to have, you know, children know that love, and parents be able to know, hey, why you hold your children close, whether they're yours or not. It can be anyone that God places in your life or theirs, whether you're a foster mother or a parent, whether you're a counselor or a mentor, maybe, you know, just a good friend, and to be able to guide them and make sure they become the best them, the best version of them as they grow up or continue to grow.
And what was the inspiration truly behind your book? Because we go through a lot. And I know I started writing because I wanted to share. I didn't want people to go through life and think that they had to be a certain way. You know, the top of the hour, I asked that question, what is the truth? Will we compromise or will we stand on the truth? What is truth to you?
Truth is being yourself, you know, knowing who you are. You know who you are right away, but you grow into who you are through your experience and through your life journey. You know, you find out what you like and what you don't like, and your walk with God, you're able to know Him for yourself, not have a religion, but to have a relationship with Him, to know Him for yourself and to find out what His truth is, to be able to walk this life.
So I got a question for you. There's a couple of scriptures that talk about titles and positions and not having titles and positions, but service and work. What is your take on titles and positions in religion?
See that a man gives title, but God gives the elevation. Because you can now, when God blesses you, when He anoints it, He can elevate you like no one else can. And when you want just the title of, you know, just this is who I am, I'm so and so. And it's like some people who don't know you, it's like, that's great, but what can you do for me? You know, so when you're able to make a difference, I believe in, you know, people's lives and impact them. Not for, you know, just because I know this person or because I have this status, but the impact is what makes the difference. And when you do it to the glory of God, that he said in His word that His gift will make room. He will allow your gift to make room for you. So when you are making titles are, yes, it's good to know where you stand as you move up and you're going through, you know, different growths in your life, you know, that your title changes or it transitions from time to time. Some say the same. But, you know, what are your motives behind it? You know, where are you going, you know, with where you want to do in your life? That's what I look at it.
So it's good to have titles in certain areas of your life, in other words.
You can, yeah. So whether you have titles or not, you know, not everyone has a title, and not every title has to have like a you know, be on an international level. Sometimes your title could just be mom. And that can mean so much. You know, your title could be doctor, and you may have different titles, but your impact is what makes a difference.
Awesome, awesome, awesome. So you are on Walk in Purpose with Angela, and I'm sure the listeners are wondering, what is your purpose? What is your purpose for being here? What is your calling? What is it that you're supposed to be impacting this world, this universe?
So in my impact and my purpose, I believe God has me to be able to make a difference for lives, whether it's through just encouragement, maybe it's inspiration. You never know how that word that you say can put a smile on someone's face. Your words have life and death. So what is it? If you're what you're speaking life to someone, then that is impacting. And I went through my writing. I like to impact people. When I speak to people about no matter what it is, big or small, I want to encourage you, uplift you, let you know that you can do this and you can be great at whatever you put your mind to. I do it through my other businesses, you know, let people expand their mind, open up, impact them in their business through my team that, you know, I work with. You know, to be able to help you see that you can do this. You can actually change your futures, your family's future generationally by, you know, in a financial area. Not only, you know, and I don't have like in money-wise, but in a mindset for, you know, the future.
Right. Well, you definitely gave some insight, and I enjoyed this conversation with you on tonight. I definitely want to thank you for stopping by. How can individuals reach out to you? How can they connect with you, support what you're doing, purchase that book? What you're doing. How can they support you?
Yes, you can definitely reach out to me on my website. It is www.evsbookgov.com. Also the same for Facebook and Instagram. It is Ebb's Book Journey. Definitely connect. Just like the book, definitely share the book, give a review, let's connect and collaborate.
Yes, yes, yes. I definitely want you to hang around if you have time. We're going to open up the lines a little later on. We're going to have individuals calling in and hopefully supporting. Maybe they want to ask you a question or something. So if you are able to hang around, please hang around.
Absolutely.
We have, thank you, thank you, thank you. We have international internet Radio Hall of Famer, Brother O, with another track. And then I'm going to bring up Miss Jackie Reed.
This song is for those of you out there that's going through something. But you're going everywhere but where you need to go. But what you need to do, my friend, is
Brother Ovi showing out. Welcome back. Welcome back to Walk in Purpose with Angela. You are tuned in to the WBNN Network on the Dynasty. I am the queen. So welcome back. Welcome back. You can call in at 516-453-9133. And we are live from Lagos, Nigeria. Miss Jackie B. Washington, are you on?
Yes, I am. Do you hear me? I'm here.
I can hear you. I can hear you. How are you, Miss Lady?
Girl, I'm wonderful and enjoying that music. I'm like, ooh. I'm like, she's trying to start something up in here.
Brother, oh, that my legendary Hall of Fame DJ and producer starting something. He started from the get-go. He always knows something. I say he be wanting me to fall out in the spirit, and then I can't run my show. Because I'm telling
that?
You. And then this one is a special one because this homegirl right here from the hometown, but we from upstate. We from South Carolina. We representing. How you doing tonight?
I'm doing well. I'm doing very well. Blessed and just thankful to be alive and just enjoying the goodness of the Lord.
Amen, amen. Well, I want you to share with those that are tuned in, who is Miss Jackie B. Washington?
Well, I am a wife. I am a mother. I am a grandmother. I am an entrepreneur. I have my own pound cake business, and I am an author. And I'm still just really discovering who I am. So yeah, it's I'm still discovering exactly who I am. That's an outstanding question.
So I asked the question at the beginning of the show: will you compromise, or will you stand on the truth? So the question that's lingering: the truth.
Wow,
the truth
is
mean to you.
The truth is solid. The truth is reality. The truth is the word of God. The truth is the word that's not compromised. The truth is unbiased. It's uncompromised. It's real. And I pray to God that I do not compromise. You know, that's one of those questions where, you know, I think of the word in the Bible. It says, be careful when you think you stand, lest you fall. And I think about the disciples that when Jesus said, one of y'all will betray me, and they responded, is it I? Because they know, hey, we all got issues. We got things in us that we hope we don't, but, you know, you don't know. But I pray to God that I stay true, that I never compromise, because in this season, I'm seeing people who I never thought would compromise actually compromising. So I'm asking God to help me to not compromise.
And that's what I've been saying, too. I do not want to compromise. I tell you, Brother O played that song. I just want to be right. I just want to be right, and that's been my thing since I've come to know the Lord, you know. And I've come to know the Lord as a young child. You know, I was sent to church. I've always been different. You know, I was the one that was on the choir. I sang on the choir at church. I was always the one that if nobody on my street, because everybody on my street was either my first cousin or my second cousin, but if nobody on my street got on that church bus, I was on that church bus. Every single Sunday. My mom would put me on that church bus when nobody else. And then not only that, my great-grandfather was a pastor. So I was always under the word, under the anointing. So no matter what I tried to do, I could never run away from it. You know,
that's
we often think we can hide from something, but we can't hide from it. You know, I keep getting reminded of Genesis 2 and 7 when he said he breathed the breath of life into us. So everything that we need is in us. That truth that we're searching for is in us. If we just move
that's
out
right.
the way. You know, I listen
right.
to, shout out to my director, for those that don't know, and shout out to Monica, who is my newest business partner. I am the proud owner of a travel business. And Monica became my partner on today, so shout out to her. But my director just came back from Cabo, and she stepped outside of the box. She did something that she's never done before. Took this trip, and she is going to talk herself out of the trip. And she took the trip by herself, never traveled out of the country by herself.
Wow.
She said she's never, she's from North Carolina. She said she's never been past South Carolina by herself. But on Friday, she flew to Texas and flew to Cabo by herself. And when I tell you, ain't nothing nobody told me, something that I witnessed for myself. I seen the lives that she went on, the things that she was doing while she was there. This is amazing. And what she said tonight was just, I mean, it just, she stepped outside of her box. She moved out of the way and allowed God to do what he said he would be in her life. She said she stopped being afraid. She said she was allowing fear to set in. And somebody needs to hear that. That was not part of my program, but somebody needs to hear that on tonight.
That's right. That's
but I
right.
tell you, I'm grateful. I want you to talk about your book, because your book is powerful. For those that don't know, the young lady that was just on and this young lady here, they are part of an amazing organization, as well as the young lady that's coming on later on. We all are part of an amazing organization called Black Women Authors, where we truly believe in supporting each other. And this young lady here was our author of the month for September, and amazing book. I want you to share a little bit about your book and how individuals can support that book.
Okay. The name of my book is Life Happens But God. And, you know, actually, I never aspired to be an author. My sister is an author, and she has several books. But, you know, it was during the time that my father was passing, and my father was a minister. He was a pastor, and he still had a lot in him, and he was still ministering and still teaching. And, you know, and during that time, it's sort of like, you know, I really had a revelation that, you know, now everything that he's passed on, you know, we have to go and grab it and get it wherever, you know, through sermons or, you know, through what he's taught us and through, you know, different media. But, you know, I felt like there's so much that he still has in him. And I want to be able to leave a legacy that when I close my eyes and when I'm gone, that legacy will still be able to speak to my children, grandchildren, so forth and so on. And so basically what the book is a collection of lessons that I have learned through my personal experiences, whether good, bad, or ugly. You know, you learn, you know, I have a chapter in my book called Student of the Game, and it's really talking about learning from everything, you know, learn from your wins, learn from your losses, just learn from everything, because that's how you grow, you know. And even the difficult situations, they stretch you and they mature you, and, you know, and they're necessary. Even the enemies that you encounter are necessary for growth and maturity. So, you know, that's pretty much the premise of my book, is just, you know, having my voice in my own words to be left behind to hopefully help some other people along the way, you know, when I'm gone here. I want to leave a legacy.
Wow, that's powerful, because I don't know about you, but I'm going to say about 10 years ago, I didn't even know what leaving a legacy was about, you know, because nobody talked to me about leaving a legacy and trying to create something for those that are coming behind me. Because you know what? Nobody thought about that. Nobody was thinking about that. They weren't thinking about us wanting to, us brown people, and we're talking about us brown people now. They weren't thinking about us being able to do nothing because they wanted to keep us always in that mindset of not having and not being enough. But we overcame that. And you touched on something that learned the L3 movement. For those that really truly follow me know that I have a movement out called the L3 movement. And the first L in that is learn. And the thing that I try to tell people is, you know, you always have to be a student. You always have to be in a position where you want to be taught. Because this world is forever evolving. You'll never know everything. I don't care who you are. I don't care the highest degree you have. This world is forever evolving. Something tomorrow is going to be discovered. Something is being discovered right now. Something is being invented right now. Because it's just that. You know, he said, we should do greater works. If all these great things have happened along this way, just imagine what's about to happen, what's going to happen, what's in store, if we just catch up with our destiny. Before we even thought about coming on this show tonight, before Brother O even thought about this station, he already knew that we was going to be on here tonight. He knew who was going to be on here. He knew who was going to be in the mix.
That's right. And I love the fact. I love the fact that you brought about what is truth, and you talk about compromise because you see the truth being diluted so much today, and people just believe they can just put anything out there, and get people to follow them, whether it's true or false. But yeah, the truth is valuable, and we have to. We have to hold fast to the truth. You know, the Bible talked about because people didn't value the truth, they were given over to strong delusions, you know, in this last day. And you see that a lot with all this, conspiracy theories and all this kind of stuff. We better hold fast to the truth. So I appreciate you, and I appreciate this platform. Thank you for this opportunity. And these are some, even with the state of Black America, all of these are very necessary conversations. So I appreciate you for that.
Yeah, we have to have those conversations because you know what? Other people have been having these conversations about us for a long time, hoping that we would never have these conversations. But I'm grateful for this platform because this platform, I'm not the only one that's having this conversation. There's been people that have come before me, and there's people that sit beside me every day on this platform that have the same conversation, and they have it on different levels. But we just want people to grow. We want people to know that you are more than enough. You are fearfully and wonderfully made in your own right. And that's what I'm trying to get people to understand. You know, how can we support what you're doing? How can we connect with you? How can we follow you? How can we be a part of what you're doing?
Okay. My book is on Amazon, but you can also, that's Life Happens But God by Jackie B. Washington. But also you can reach me on my email address, which is these are lowercase letters, J-A-Y, period, Washington, the word Washington, 52, @gmail.com. And those are the best ways to purchase my book at this time. But believe it or not, I'm actually working on another book. So hopefully I will open up some new avenues also in the near future for contact as well. But right now my book can be purchased on Amazon, or either you can reach out to me on my email address, jay.washington52@gmail.com.
And, of course, y'all guys know, of course, if you cannot reach any of my guests for whatever reason, y'all know y'all can reach out to me, and I would definitely get you in contact with them. Because one thing about me is if you come across my path, I try to stay in contact with you. I never lose contact with people because I value connections. I value collaborations and coming together. I value that because there's a reason why we cross each other's paths, and sometimes we just have to value those things. It's those small things that we have to be grateful for. So, yes, if you cannot contact her, you will always be able to reach out to me. I want to thank you for stopping by and sharing with me on tonight, Ms. Jackie B. Washington. We have
thank you for the opportunity.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. We have a track now by International Internet Radio Hall of Fame, Brother O. And then my next guest will be none other than
if you thank you for all the things that the Lord did for you, come on and give them praise with me when I say, for everything you've done in my life.
I thank you, Lord.
When things were wrong, you made it right.
I thank you, Lord.
For giving me the strength to help me win this fight.
I thank you, Lord. Give them a praise right now for everything you've done in my life. When I was living in sin and my life was upside down, you saved my soul and now I'm heaven bound. Oh Lord,
ooh yeah,
help
me say just thank you.
Y'all thought I was finished, but I got to tell them a thanker, 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 thanker.
Thank you for what you done.
If you thankful
thank
for
you
what
he's
done for you, you ought to give him a
thank
chance. Help a lot.
Thank you for what you done.
Thank you
for what you done.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank
you for what you done.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You are tuned in to Walk in Purpose with Angela right here on the WBNN, the Dynasty. Y'all can call in at 516-453-9133. Press 1 to join the conversation. I tell you, brother, oh, jamming over there. I want to give a shout out to Arthur Black Diamond. It's her birthday. Happy birthday to one of my mom's. I love her dearly, and happy birthday. Thank you for all that you do. Give a shout out to Daphne Hampton, too. I'm just excited. I want to bring up my next guest, Jacqueline Cox. Come on up, Jacqueline. How are you?
Girl, I'm blessed by the best over here, man. Whoever playing that music, they is jamming tonight, girl. I cannot see it.
That is my amazing DJ and producer.
Yes.
I tell you, Hall of Fame full time. It take Huni Bakatoon to tell you all the titles, but I just know that he's amazing and he always know what to play and when to play it. He been doing it now. I'm about to be on the network 3 years. He been doing it for me for 3 years, and he been doing it as before I came. And I tell you, he be doing his thing. Please.
Awesome. It takes me back. It takes me back to on Cicero or Erie, baby. It takes me back to Ruby Memorial, you know, Episcopal Church that my grandma used to take us to back in the day. Baby, he jamming over there. I can dig it. I'm loving it. Praise God, you know, and thank you guys so much for the platform and allowing me to come on and speak my truth that I'm going to stand 10 toes down in every time, all the time.
That's it. That's what it's all about. And us having a belief. I tell people it's about the belief system, what you believe. And what you have been brought up to believe is, and some of that is based on your experience and what you have done in this life. Not all about what somebody taught you in a book. Because I tell you, as I dig deep in this, you know, I tell people all the time, I'm not a theologian. You know, I'm still learning. I'm still growing. He's still working with me. I'm taking in a lot of stuff, but I want to be right. You know, like that song say, I just want to be right. I don't want to compromise. I don't want to accept a standard that is lower than what God desires of me.
Exactly. And you know, man, you were speaking the other day, and was mentioning that. That, you know, I being in the foster care system and being brought up, you know, having to go to different churches and different religious, I'd have been to Catholic, I'd have been to Jehovah Witness, I'd have been to Baptist, I'd have been to, you know, anything you name it, I'd have been there. But I've noticed that throughout the years, I would consider myself non-denominational. But I still consider myself a Christian, if that makes sense. And, you know, I was looking up the word compromise, and it got me to thinking about something that I heard Queen Eartha Kitt say, right? If you remember, and they asked her about love, you know, and relationships, you know, would she compromise herself? And she said, and they asked her, they say, but are you willing to compromise, you know, within a relationship or for a relationship? And she said, compromise for what? Compromise for what reason? You know, what am I to compromise for what? what is the compromise? You know, and, you know, she said, that's stupid. You know, a person come into your life or something happens in life and I have to compromise who I am. She said, you got to think about that one again, because a person come into my life and I have to compromise, or a situation happens and I have to compromise who I am as a person, who my morals and my, you know, integrity and what God want me to be and who he choose for me to be. Why should I have to compromise who I am? A relationship
right.
is earned. You know, a love is earned. God's love is always there. You know, so, and I shouldn't have to compromise who I am for any worldly. You know, like I was telling you when we were speaking in our last segment that we had last week, and I was telling you, I was like, you know, the devil gonna come to kill, steal, and destroy. So when he comes, he's gonna try to take you on that same mountain that he took Jesus and say, I give you all this, but first. And there's no buts in that. I'm not compromising for what? You can't give me what's already mine. God already promised me my inheritance. So if God didn't already told me what I gave to Jesus, I'm going to give to you, because just like he's my child, you are my child as well. I breathe life into you, so I made you a God as well. Why am I compromising with any devil or any worldly person? God don't... call to qualify. He qualifies the called. So I'm going to sit up here and compromise and be faithful. What? And you see that, like Miss, my favorite Miss Jackie B. Washington, my sister Jackie, said earlier, I'm going to sit up here and stop being who I am when I know that the truth is in the word, and the word is the truth, and the truth is God. And if God is the truth and he's breathed life into me, then I am the truth. So why would I lie? Why would I lie? Why would I be something that I am not? And that's another thing I was saying. You know, people always want you to be the version that they want you to be. And I can't be that. I can only be who I am, and I'm going to always stand 10 toes down who I am. People always say, Jack, you know, you say you a Christian. You say you changed, and, you know, you're not who you used to be and this and that, but you still curse, or you still that. I like curse words. And in the word, I'm trying to see where it says I can't cuss. I don't see it. So until somebody can tell me, you not, now, what I won't do is I won't curse God. I won't use his name in vain. I won't do those things. But for you to try to change me, who I am as a person, or who God want me to be, you know, they say Noah was a drunk, Abraham was too old, Jacob was a liar, Leah was ugly, Joseph was abused, Moses was a stuttering criminal. You know, it goes on and on. Gideon was doubtful. You know, Jeremiah was depressed. You know, it goes on and on. But those are the people who he called. Those are the people who he called. And that's why they say God will put you into the room with people who think you are unqualified and make you the most qualified. It don't matter what titles, like you say, titles, what titles you hold, what degree you may have, what certificates you may hold, or this or that. That's not what it's about. What it is about, what God wants you to be. And he takes the people who people feel are beneath, and he puts them at the top. He will make your enemy your footstool. He will make the last to be first and the first to be last. People need to humble themselves. Because everybody that's pumping that Bible ain't always. That's why I say you people always say, "Oh, I love God," but which God? Which God is it? You gotta be specific when you say which God you love. You know, everybody say it's a different God. It's this and that. No, it's only one God. And his name is Jehovah Jireh. It's in the Bible. Now, the Bible is the book. Not Facebook, but like my pastor Winston say, you better pick up your faith and put it in the book. And he's not talking about Facebook. He's talking about the good book, the only book, the book that is the righteous, and the righteous is of he. And he is the word, and the word is he. And if the word is in us, who can be against us? So you're going to have to come with it with me. You're going to have to break it all the way down, because I've learned from the best. And that's the person that wrote that book. That's the person that that book was meant for and made for, and that person is me, and me is the person that's inside of me. So you're going to have to come correct, you know? That's just me. That's just little 33-year-old me over here talking. You know, I don't know too much. But the, what
wow.
I do know.
Wow, I'm saying, you talk like you about 45. I'm saying that's a conversation we don't have before, and you talk. I mean, when you keep saying you 33, I say she talk like she sound like me over there. That's what I was saying the first time. I said she sound like me over there, but I tell you,
yep.
You always come with some wisdom. You always come with something that they can empower the people. And I tell you, that's what we're here for. I know you are releasing. You are doing a release on a book. And I'm excited for you in that. I want you to tell people how they can support you, how they can follow you, and when that book is coming out.
Okay, so I'm pushing for early November for the book to come out. I will say that it's a book of poetry. I am a writer, but this is my first book. And the publisher that I had before, it wasn't great. And, you know, it started off just like a writing challenge that I did. And I took some poetry that I wrote throughout the years and just put it together and put it in this book. However, the book just took off. I gave it to a few people to read. To kind of write reviews on and give me their feedback, and it just got such great reviews and, you know, different. And it's called It Can't Always Be Night. Just a small fragment of what I've been through as far as domestic violence and being a future thyroid cancer survivor, lupus, and, you know, dealing with a lot of trauma and PTSD and, you know, surviving, you know, homelessness, surviving, moving from one place to the next, different foster parents, different group homes, different shelters, and then being able to come out of that, you know, and realizing, you know, who I am phenomenally, you know, virtuously. Mm-hmm. And moving into my purpose and still continuing to move through my purpose because, like I said, God ain't through with me yet. But also, you know, meeting my husband, not knowing he my husband at the time, and, you know, just developing that friendship that God, you know, allowed us to have and eventually him becoming my husband and the father to, you know, my child and my children and, you know, us moving along because he's an author as well. He has a book that's coming out the 1st of November, but he also has another book with Miss LaQuia Parks, who's also a part of BWA. And both of our books are actually going, but he's actually collaborated with her on Unknown Battlefield. So that's another book that's coming out soon. And that book is going towards the, you know, a veterans project. The proceeds from that is going to that charity. So we're really excited about that, that he's a featured author of that book as well. But, you know, we have that, and they can contact me through Facebook, Jackie Cox. They can also, I have a link tree. You told me to get a link tree. I got a link tree that day. Hey, I went and did what you said, and I got a link tree so they can pre-order my book. That book will be available. What's my link tree? How do I get to it on here? Well, I can share it. Sorry, you guys. Okay, so the link tree is tr.ee/youngsaveleaders, all one word. and they can contact me on there, and all my social medias are on my link tree, my IG, everything. Girl, you told me to get a link tree, my Shopify, so you can go on Young Sage Leaves. My son has a clothing line for young adults and for adults. It's called Young Sage Leaders. You can contact me on my Facebook, Classy Define LLC. You can contact my son. He's 11 years old. He has his own Facebook page that he has his own clothing line, trademarked and everything, Young Sage Leaders. So you can contact us there.
Wow. That's amazing. That's amazing. And I tell you how small this world is, even though it's a large world. I actually interviewed a guy from California on yesterday on my platform, and he is also a part of that amazing book that's going to be coming out, that anthology on the battlefield. He is a part of that. He is one of the authors that's a part of the 122 authors from around the world campaign that we are on. So, yes, I look forward to sharing all of them. I'm excited for everything that's in store. I'm telling people they better watch out for the 122 authors from around the world campaign, because there's some powerful authors on this movement. And I'm going to do everything in my power to bring them before and bring them in the forefront. So those that have not connected with the movement, I want to urge them, if you are an author and you're not connected to the movement, get connected. All you got to do, you can Google hashtag 122 authors from around the world campaign, and you'll see what it's about. I definitely want to thank you for stopping by, my sister. She is one of my fellow sisters from the Black Women Authors Movement. Thank you. Thank you so much for stopping by. We actually have another track from International Internet Radio Hall of Fame, Brother O, and then the Moody Poet will be up.
Those of you that are going through trials and tribulations in your life, I want you to know that God has an answer to your prayer. All of the burdens and situations that you're going through, whatever it is, I want you to know that God can bring peace in the middle of your storm. Please listen to these words.
I'm living in, collapse at my feet, and I can't seem to find no peace within. No, no. And each day that passes by, it brings tears, so many tears to my eyes. I found peace, Lord, in the midst of storms. Oh, when it seems like everything you do, Lord, is torn down. Seem to get nowhere, no matter how hard you try.
Welcome back. Welcome back to Walk in Purpose with Angela here on the WBNN. You can call in at 516-453-9133. Press 1 to join the conversation. I tell you, my next guest, he's a poet. He's kind of special to me. I don't know how we crossed paths, but I say this all the time, that no one that crossed my path is an accident. Everything is ordained. But I tell you, when he crossed my path, he shared poetry. Poetry was the thing that drew me to him. And when he shared his story with me, this man had sat on years of poetry, just sat on it. And when I tell you, when he decided to release it to the universe, it speaks now. And when I tell you he's gifted with his word, he's gifted. I want to bring up the Moody poet, Robert L. Horton. Robert, are you in the building?
I'm here. Can you hear me?
I can hear you. How are you, sir?
I'm good. I'm good. No complaints.
That's amazing. You never have complaints. Since I've met you, you don't complain. Even if you want to complain, you don't complain. You're one of the most humble people that I've met. You have such a sweet spirit. I tell you, you're so humble. I appreciate you. I want you to introduce yourself. I know I did not do you much justice. I want you to introduce yourself and share your journey to getting here and finding your purpose as a poet, because it's definitely, you're definitely walking in your purpose in that arena.
Okay, sure. So my name is Robert Horton, and I am a poet and author from Springfield, Illinois. And poetically speaking, I started writing poetry at a young age. Basically, I would say like in my teenage years, I would say around 15 is when I would say I wrote like my first true poem. I dabbled in it like when I was, 12, 13, 14, didn't really know what it was, but I think at 15 is when I really wrote my first, real poem. And so it kind of just went from there. I never, expected, or thought, that I would be a poet. That was the furthest thing from my mind. Had no interest in poetry or writing or nothing. That just wasn't my MO. But I found myself writing what would turn out to be poems just as a result of, I would just say just hardships and trouble. And so, every time that I was in, some type of trouble or, mischief or something like that, and, I would get consequences, for it, I would just write. It was just like a journal, that I just kept, it's like the more trouble I got in, the more writing I did. And so the poems just kind of just piled up. And it's just interesting because I was just writing out my feelings, but the words, that I heard, they rhymed. And so they just inevitably just became poems. And so as I got older, I just continued to write, just continued to vent and just write. I write what I hear, I write what I feel. And so I never was, the type of person that, had a lot of confidence when it came to my poems. I was just, like I said, just writing and just expressing myself. And, you know, I didn't really think a whole lot, you know, of them, but, you know, I was just always writing that kept piling up. And so I would share, you know, my poems from time to time, and I would always get, you know, positive feedback on them. And so I was encouraged to write more, and then I would start, you know, feeling bad, feeling down, and, you know, criticizing myself, saying, you know, these aren't good. You know, nobody really is going to like these or whatever. And so I would stop writing. And then, you know, that urge was always there, and I would write some more, and then I would share. And every time I share, I just got, you know, a lot of positive, you know, feedback on, you know, what I had to offer, what people were reading. And that went on for some time. And so what led up to my first book titled Released, the poems just over the years, just years and years of writing. I mean, just years and years of writing. And it was just time, you know, to put all those poems, you know, into a book. And so I was able to do that. And it's something that I never thought I would do, but when, you know, when Release came out, I was like, wow. And so that set the stage, the foundation for, you know, everything else that I would go on to write. And so Release came out in 2015. And then a couple of years later, followed by my sophomore book, Miscellaneous Pieces. And then in 2020 came Fame. And then just recently, my latest book, title Imagine. I think it's been out like a month now.
Yes, I tell you, wow, a lot of poetry. Do you have anything that you want to share with us out of one of those books? Maybe
sure.
Imagine.
Okay, so Imagine. So this is a poem that I wrote for just a very special lady who is such a giver. And I just thought about, you know, like all the things that you do, all that you've been through, self-sacrificing. And I wanted to do something to, you know, just like, this is just my way of saying, you know, that you are personally, you know, appreciated. And so this is a poem that I wrote for the Queen of Collaboration, Angela Thomas Smith. It's a poem titled Servanthood. And it goes like this. You have had many sleepless nights and your fair share of despair, forsaken by people you thought would care. Yet your smile remains bright. In a world so unfair and cold, you are a beacon for the downtrodden, those whose society has forgotten. Your unflinching stand for justice is bold. Your energy is envy and unmatched. Unconditional love reigns in your heart. Being fearless sets you apart. Compassion for others keep people attached. Your heavenly crown awaits you. You have served God's people well. Your legacy of love others will tell. To the call of servanthood, you remain true. Okay, so like in my books, like at the end of each poem, at the bottom, I like to leave like a quote or scripture verse. And so at the bottom it says, for America to reach its glory, Black women will lead the way. Imagine that. Stay strong, queens.
Wow. When I saw that, my heart just melted. I thank you for that. I tell you, I read a couple of your books and your poetry. I remember the first interview I did with you, and you shared with me that you had had these poems and that you released them because your wife asked you, what are you going to do with them? and you had had them. And I was just going back, and I was just reading them, and I was like, even though you wrote those over a period of, you said, about 20 years.
30 years, three decades.
30 years.
Yeah, 30 years.
So, and it speaks to now, you know, as I was reading those different books, you know, some of that stuff is what's happening right now, very relevant for right now. So I'm grateful. I'm grateful for you picking up that pen and deciding to share, because somebody needs to hear this, because it definitely speaks to now. And for you to write that piece, and you truly did not know that I was having sleepless nights, didn't know none of the stuff that I be going through over here. But that poem spoke to me that day when I picked up that book.
Right on.
And I tell you, God truly uses you. And I just want you to keep writing, no matter what it looked like. I want you to keep picking up that pen and you keep pressing. I'm thankful for you. I want you to share how individuals support what you're doing. I know we got a special going on those books. For those that follow my platform on Facebook, TikTok, Instagram, I've been sharing his stuff because Mr. Robert, he's like my big brother. So I've been sharing his stuff. So if you guys can't get in contact with him, or like I said, any of my guests, y'all feel free to reach out to me so that I can get you in contact with them. But Mr. Robert, if you would, share how individuals can support what you are doing.
Okay, sure. So like I'm on Facebook, Robert L. Horton, and I had a website for many years, and I just recently had it taken down. But I am going to get another one up, you know, here shortly. But my third book, Fame, is on Amazon. So if anybody's interested in Fame, you can just go to Amazon and get it there. As far as my other books are concerned, send me an email. People can send me an email at PRESHOME4education@yahoo.com, PRESHOME4education@yahoo.com, and send me an email. And if you're interested in, you know, purchasing a copy, we can make that happen. Released and Fame and Miscellaneous Pieces, they sell for $13. Imagine, you know, sells for $10. I don't have Instagram or none of the other platforms as of yet. But right now, if anyone's interested, send me an email, or like I said, they can go to Amazon and purchase Fame.
Exactly, or they can reach out to the Queen, and I'll definitely get you a copy of whatever it is. And he's running a special. You can get three of his books for $26. Three of his books for $26. I'm telling you, they are some good reads, y'all. They are some good reads, and I'm not just saying it because he's one of the 122 authors on the campaign, but they are some good reads. I definitely appreciate you for stopping by and sharing, Mr. Robert. We have the soundtrack of our lives, Brother O.
You are an angel, let God have his way. You are an angel, and let God have his way.
Somebody
and purpose with Angela here on the WBNN Network, the dynasty. We actually have caller number one in queue. Caller number one, if you would tell me where you are calling from and your name, please.
Hey, peace, can you hear me?
I can't hear you. How are you?
I'm doing excellent. I'm telling you, between the sound therapeutic soundtrack, Hall of Fame 410, and the women of faith that you have up here with Shandy's testimonials and stuff like that, you have posed a question, so I'm going to be swift right quick and just add on. First of all, I want to say something directly to you, author Angela Thomas Smith. You know, I heard a lot of people mistranslate that will know the truth and the truth shall set you free. That has been one of the poorest translations that a lot of people have had. And to actually hear you say that to us, it's a step in the right direction. Yes, I will also say that our people have compromised for far too long. And when we stop compromising, the whole dynamics will change instantly, just like that. Just like that. And I'm so proud that a lot of you is taking a stand, honest to that brother and his poetry, who's doing great works. But other people might call in, so I'm going to say this, and I'm not ignoring your question. My tribal name is Huni Baru. My pen and stage name is Master Tar, Magic Man Haru. I am the host of the show that's going to come on tomorrow, We Will Aware You. I'll be speaking about critical race theory, okay? Definitely. Before I go, I got some special news I want to say to you. Congratulations, Honorable Author Angela Thomas Smith, on your WBNN All-Time Connection record with your 42nd all-time and your third consecutive with the historic Darlene Lawrence Championship. But hold your mule. I got something else I want to say. You are the first in WBNN history to garner 18 million listeners on one show.
So
you already know I was proud of you, okay? I'm proud of you. Keep doing what you're doing. Keep raising the bar.
Thank you, Brother Huni. Thank you. I want to encourage everyone to tune in tomorrow. Brother Huni is an amazing host over here that garnered so many titles. It takes Brother O to tell you truly who he is. He didn't even give himself just...
Well, that's so okay. I can do that. No, I can do that. And I also want to say, we're getting so close to the time. So everybody come on here. Got 3 minutes. Okay, I'm sorry. Got 3 minutes. And don't go past 3 minutes because I will cut you off. But anyway, this man right here with me this year, and I'm so proud, but it's not about me. We're talking about him. He is not only the 2020 International Internet Radio Hall of Fame Broadcasting Enshrinee, but this year at our 5th annual honors at ONE on December 6th, he will be installed as the International Internet Radio Hall of Fame Lifetime Achiever. And what a wonderful person he is. And Angie, we'll go to the next caller. And I think there's some callers in Carolina. Caller, you're in line right now. You have 3 minutes to talk, and you will take caller number three.
Caller number two, if you state where you're calling from and your name. Caller number three, if you want to state where you're calling from and your name.
Hello.
Hi, how are you?
How are you?
All right, how are you?
I'm doing great. I just want to say that I think that you are absolutely amazing, and congratulations on, and you have some amazing guests on. I've been listening. And I wanted to tell you something. You know, the time that I was on the radio and you called and you said it's a small thing, but I want to let you know. A lot of times when I'm on the radio, I talk about fibromyalgia, and the fact that you called in one time and you told me that you related to me, I don't know if you know how much that meant to me, because that was my purpose of mentioning it when I can, because I know I want people to know that they are understood. Because, you know, and I appreciate you for that. I absolutely appreciate you for that. And as far as compromising, I love the part about compromising, because at the end of the day, I come into a lot of people who want me to compromise my beliefs and how I do it. Like, I live for God. I'm not perfect, but I do live for God, and I try to treat people where I can lay my head down on my pillow every night, knowing that I never wronged anyone purposely. So to hear that was an absolutely wonderful thing. As far as compromising, I think in a relationship when you meet someone, I don't think you should compromise your morals when it comes to God or your morals in general. But sometimes I think compromising can also lead to growth, you know, depending on some habits that need to be changed. I want to know what you think about that.
Well, and because the definition, it when you say for growth, and I think it would be a different word when you're using it for growth, because the definition for compromise, it simply says that we are accepting standards that are lower than desirable. And if I'm trying to grow, I'm not trying to accept anything lower than what is desirable. So I will not compromise. That's my thing. That's my thing.
Well, what if someone in particular, like you may have certain standards or choices, but what if someone actually has lower standards where they need higher standards than they already have? That's what I'm
saying. All right. We got 50 seconds.
There's always room for growth.
Right.
And always room for progress. That's why I tell people the L3 movement is real. Learn, love, lead.
Well,
I want to thank you for calling in. You always call in and support. I thank you so much for calling in and supporting us over here at WBNN.
No
we have caller number. Yes, ma'am.
Hey, Angela. It's Jerry. How are you, sweetie?
Hey, Jerry. How are you?
So you did it, girl. You stole my crown. I love it. And the first one with 18 million. I mean, come on.
I'm telling you, I have some big shoes to fill. I come behind you. I'm saying, you in your 60s, you carry so many titles. You, oh, my God. It's just, I have so much to. And then I'm in before Hooney, so I sit in between two amazing people, so I have no choice. Y'all make me, y'all push me. So I'm grateful that I sit right there because it pushes me. So thank you guys for being who y'all are that allowed me this opportunity.
Congratulations, man. I was so happy to hear that. I can't even tell you. I just want to comment really quick because I know you have other callers. It's getting late.
Okay.
I really needed to hear this show tonight, and I needed God tonight, and the gospel music was incredible, and your guests were amazing, and the poem was off the charts. So, again, listen, congratulations. The poem about you was amazing. Tonight's show was so needed, not just for me, probably for so many people. So keep doing what you're doing, girlfriend, okay? I love you.
I love you, too, and thank you for supporting. We have caller number 5 in queue. Caller number 5, if you can tell us where you're calling from and your name, please.
How are you doing, Angela? This is Antonia Bass.
Hi, how are you? I'm doing great.
Thank you. It's good to hear you. And I just wanted to say that I really enjoyed the poem that your guest had dedicated. Maybe if we're lucky, we'll be able to see him on Tamron Hall. And make mention of that particular poem dedicated to you, because even though he has a lovely wife, I'm sure to dedicate something to. It's nice to know people outside family also will do the same. So I just wanted to say that and congratulations on your 18 million listeners. I'm quite sure you earned it mostly because of your character. So I just want to make sure you weren't forgotten. So you have a wonderful evening, and it's always good to talk to you, Angela. And you stay safe.
Thank you, Antonio Best. Brother O, you have to tell them who she is, because she is somebody too.
Well, first of all, let's go to the person that you just had on. Last year's International Radio Hall of Fame Lifetime Achiever, a wonderful person. Her name is Jerry Petito, mm-hmm. And then, of course, this young lady. Our most tenured host of this outstanding dynasty, the Story Network that is WBNN. This young lady started amazingly on the 27th of February in 2013. She's the last member of the charter giving a shout out to a person who retired this year, right? The wonderful Wonder Twin that always gets it in, right? The National Radio Hall of Fame, Andrea Presley, right? You're going to say her name tonight, right? Say her name, right? Say her name. But, of course, this person here has been with them, with us, you know, come with me. She's seen people come and seen people go, and she's still here. The great Antonia Batts, the 2020 International Radio Hall of Fame Broadcasting nominee. And now to our final caller, caller number 6. And then it goes to time.
Yo, this is Clever One. One half of the Booze Brothers representing from the Broad Street Bully side of Philadelphia. I'm out here trying to get his shout-outs and checking radar. Shout-out to my homegirl, Angela, hitting them numbers out here. You know what I'm saying? We hitting millions out here. It's a million woman march tonight. So I just wanted to go ahead and come through and do some shout-outs. And all I wanted to say is this, you know what I'm saying? To shout out to all the guests, you know what I'm saying? And Beverly, we do pay attention to the red words carefully, you know what I'm saying? And I suggest for all those who fear their Lord as he should be feared, pay attention to the words correctly and then go back to these commandments. There are 613 people, and if you only know 10 and you only practice 2, you're losing. You got 600 more and one to go. Or how many of the mathematics is, you know what I'm saying? But shout out to Angela. You keep the pumping, you know what I'm saying? You keep the people, you know what I mean, enthused and keep the people on track and try to get them straightened out, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to all the women living their life like it's golden out here. I'm Clever One, one half of the Booze Brothers, representing from the Broad Street Bully side of Philadelphia, where we fry chicken and it don't get black on one side. Check your satellites.
It is now in go time.
Oh, wow. What a wonderful, wonderful show tonight. Angela, I loved it. I loved your guests. The female guests were awesome. Telling your stories, especially the lady about her time in the foster care system and now what she's doing now. So amazing. All of your guests were amazing. And Robert, the Moody, the poet, awesome, awesome poetry. That poem for Angela was just right on time and so very fitting. Just keep what you're doing, all of the guests tonight, wonderful people. And Angela, I want to congratulate you on your all-time connection record tonight, your 42nd. Awesome work, Angela. First one to hit 18 million. Awesome. I am so happy and so very proud of you tonight, Angela. And I love what you do. Keep doing what you're doing. Keep being you. And that's right. Don't ever compromise, because people that compromise is like a double-minded man. And the Word of God says a double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. So do not compromise. Don't compromise the Word of God. Don't compromise your beliefs and what you stand for. And that goes for all you listening. If you have values and morals and principles, don't compromise them. For people that don't understand your values and morals and principles, hey, they don't need to be a part of your life. So keep being who you are and stand up for what you believe in and for what is right. And I ask all you to tune in on Sunday night to News Forum. This Sunday night, I will be, again, having a conversation with candidates that's running in the midterm elections. And if you have a candidate that you don't want to see in office and one that you do want to see in office, call in and tell us about them, because this midterm election is very, very important, everybody. It's having an effect on our Congress. So all 435 seats of the Senate, of the Congress are up. And guess what? All new people are running. And I think it's 35 Senate seats are up. So these are important elections. Attorney generals, it's an election for them as well. So y'all have to make sure y'all vote. October 24th is the last day to vote in this country. Not the last day to vote, I'm sorry. The last day to register to vote. So if you are not registered to vote, you have until October the 24th to do so. and you can do it on the government website, and that's the fastest way to do it. Or you can go to your local state place or your local county place and register, or find out where they're holding registration drives and register to vote, because every vote counts and you have to be a voice. WBNN has advertising through Ngozi Time Multimedia. We're on Pinterest, Instagram, and Twitter at Ngozi_time and Oladele Malewa Ngozi at Facebook. Any comments and suggestions for our wonderful programming tonight, oladele.ngozi@my.com. For our mother's and father's favorite producer, Oladele Malewa Ngozi, I am WBNN Commissioner Dr. Chinchilla J, saying good night and good luck to all the folks out there in Armed Forces Radio that support us on a constant basis. And stay tuned for the International Internet Radio Hall of Fame Broadcasting Lifetime Achiever-elect Huni Bakatun tomorrow night with We Will Aware You, 9:30 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time, right here on WBNN, or you can tune in at www.blogtalkradio.com. Now back to our wonderful, wonderful sister, the Honorable Angela Thomas-Smith, the Queen.
The Queen of Collaboration. Sorry about that, Chinchilla. But, you know, our commissioner does a great job every night giving Ngozi time. And I don't come on to, you know, talk after our great commissioner, but I will tonight. This is a start. This young lady, this year, this linear year has been dynamic, progressive, and spectacular. And I don't use those words lightly, because we have some great hosts. Not just because of the 18 million. That's not, you know, it's important, but not what I'm trying to say tonight. This young lady had a streak of 9 all-time connection records in a row. And now coming up again on another streak of 3. This young lady comes on all the time to give me honor and respect as a host. And I don't take it lightly. And I really appreciate her for that. You know, honor to our lovely guests tonight and what they shared. Thank you for the like and the friendship for Jacqueline Cox. I saw that. Thank you so much. We are friends now. And all the rest of you, please friend me. If you friend me, you friend WBNN. This is one of the hardest working human beings. It doesn't matter if she's a female or a male. She's one of the hardest working human beings in radio, and we have a lot of hardworking people here. Not just for WBNN, but the things that she do in collaboration with her own platforms. And I watch her each and every day. She has so much love in her heart. And it's an honor and privilege for me to be a house DJ to all of our hosts. It gives me joy because I'm a greater DJ than ever was a producer. And I thank the Hall of Fame for putting me in as a producer, as a lifetime achiever. But to me, it's more important because I give the music and the soundtrack of your lives. Please support this woman on Blog Talk Radio. She's on 9:30 every Monday, or maybe 9 o'clock. She'll let that be known. And she does an outstanding job with her 30-minute show at Blog Talk. And, of course, she's with us at WBNN, you know, here with the Dynasty. She's one of the few hosts that also says how many shows we have done. And I appreciate that as well. She is the fourth reigning commissioner of our network. And to give flowers where flowers are due, because people can't smell them when they're dead, this young lady was an outstanding beacon of light through the most hardest time in human history that we know of, people who are alive today. We lost so many people during COVID. We have some hosts here on our network, and one particular is going through a period of long COVID, which is the great Jerry Petito. And through all that time, through civil unrest, racial intolerance, she was our commissioner through all that. Through the deaths of George Floyd, Ahmaud Arbery, Breonna Taylor, we told everyone to say their names, and it was so important at that time. So I'm so proud of this young lady. And congratulations officially, 42 all-time connection records, 3 consecutive, and the first host to garner 18 million plus. And now, the Honorable, Ansel Thomas Smith.
I tell you, it is always an honor to be able to be a part of this network. I want to thank each one of my guests for coming on tonight and sharing and being transparent. It was because of you and those that support the network that I was able to even walk in that. So I thank you guys for being my guests, and I thank each and every person that supports the WBNN on a constant basis, because if it was not for you guys, it would be no us. So thank you guys for allowing us the opportunity to be able to do what we do for you guys. I tell you, it's a humbling experience. I just want individuals to know that they have purpose. You didn't get dropped out of the sky. Jeremiah 29:11 is real. Genesis 2:7 is real. He said he breathed the breath of life into you. Everything you need is on the inside of you. Tune in Monday mornings at 9 a.m. on Blog Talk Radio. I host a half-hour Power Monday motivational show. I just want to encourage you. Just want to uplift you. Just want to push you forward for that week, something to inspire you to reach for something for that week. I've been doing it now going on 3 years. It is a passion. I just want to see my people move forward and know that there is greater. All we got to do is catch up with our destiny. It awaits us. If you guys would please tune in 4 weeks, same time, same place, your girl will be back. I love you guys, and I thank you so much for all you do. Y'all be blessed. Have a good night.